Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone together in the Whispers Lounge. I got to tell you, your girl has been doing so much this week. I have graced a lot of stages. I've conducted a lot of, you know, discussions and everything. But when I get to come in here with you all, this is the bright spot, the high note to my week. Oh, my goodness. Wait, did you all get your cocktail or your mocktail of this episode? Woo! I'm sorry. Dustin is really showing up and showing out for all of us here at Whispers in a Bottle. I tell you, he is bringing forth these great combinations using the Ocean Spray Juice combination, and they are delicious. If you have not subscribed to our fabulous newsletter yet, I hate to tell you, you're missing it. We have excellent content in there, and the camaraderie is on the spot because the Whisperers show up each and every week in a fabulous part that features you all, the Whisperers. So look, go to the live link in the description box and subscribe now. Invite your friends and your family to subscribe because I'm telling you, we're doing great things. I know you all want to get in on the conversation and this discussion today because this is going to be powerful. So make sure that you call in to 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whispers, you know how it is every single week. Blog Talk Radio has done something wonderful for us by putting a live chat episode. So you can drop your questions in there, your comments. If you want me to repeat something, elaborate on something that I've stated, that's where you can drop that in. And you know your girl monitors a great chat box. But hold on, this doesn't end there. In our private Zoom room today, we have Glimmer in there, and woo, these ladies are beautiful. I have to say, you all are a fantastic looking group. They're out of the Rhode Island area because, like they said, their group is large and it's actually spans even into New York. So we are just so grateful to have you there. And the sequence jackets, oh my goodness, I wish you all could see them. They are beautiful. I don't know if that's their signature or if it's just for the show, but whatever it is awesome. And I feel every element of it. So listen, make sure that you're calling in at 516-595-8091. Are you ready to get into this week's discussion on healthy relationships equal mindset shift? So you know, we're elevating our mindset. And we did that, you know, groundwork last week on the mindset. So we're still shifting into that area and working on that foundation. And a part of the foundation that we're going to put in there is the healthy relationships now. See, this is the next segment of it. So with every discussion, you know, I start our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition. So this is not going to be any different. So we're going to get the understanding of healthy relationships or relationship. It means thriving, nurturing, honest, loving. Notice those words. Let me give it to you again. Healthy relationship, the meaning means thriving, nurturing, honest, loving. You see, Whispers, a healthy relationship involves honesty. It involves trust. It involves respect and open communication, not just between intimate relationships, but between your personal relationships as well, which takes effort, and it also requires something major of us, compromise. Ooh, let me go back. Let me rewind the tape. Let me rewind myself and tell you that again, because the ladies in the chat box said, "Woof, that was powerful. Repeat that." So healthy relationships involve honesty. They involve trust. It involves respect, open communication, not just between intimate relationships, but your personal relationships as well, which takes effort and compromise from both sides of the table. Powerful. See, when we have our relationships, we respect each other's independence. You know, everybody wants their independence. And everybody wants to be individualized, and we need to respect that. And we all can make our own decisions without fearing or having fear of retaliation or retribution for the decisions that we make, the decisions that we share. But do you realize many struggle with having healthy relationships? See, because when we're making decisions and they're our own decisions and our own thoughts, we shouldn't be afraid to bring them forward to the people that we have in our inner circle. We shouldn't be afraid to bring our identity or our own identity forward and be accepted by those that we have placed in our inner circle. But as I said, how is it that so many struggle with this? Well, we're going to get into it. No matter how hard most people or people try, they work on to work on the relationships that they're building, at some point it will just run off the rails. Because how is that possible? Because as I said, we're having relationships that are thriving, nurturing, honest, loving. How does it run off the rails? How does it become unhealthy? Why do you think it's so important to have a mindset shift when you are building and wanting a healthy relationship? And see, I ask questions like that because I really want you to ponder over these things. I want you to meditate on the words that are coming forward from me. Because see, sometimes we have to really kind of go deeper to really get the gist of it and to see if we as people are really healthy friends. Or do we need to do the necessary mind shift, the work, so we can show up as healthy friends to those that are in association with us? You all know that mindset, and I tell you this all the time, and last week when we did the foundation, we know that mindset is everything. It's not a small portion. It's not a fraction. It's everything. Because with the right mindset, anything and everything is possible. With the right mindset, there's not the limitations, the fears, the holdbacks, the entanglements that happen. And no matter what we are doing, attempting, or attracting, if we don't have the right mindset, we're definitely not going to have success. So that's how it ends up running off the rails, our healthy relationships or relationships that we're building. That if we don't apply and correct our mindset, if we don't correct and put our mindset in that forward motion, we constantly will be falling backwards and lacking. See, when we embrace healthy beliefs about relationships and each other, beliefs that honor our associates, our relationships that are rooted in three R's. I guess you all have probably heard the three R's before, but if you haven't, let me tell you what they are. It's respect, regard, and reliability. So respect, regard, and reliability. So it becomes easier for us to communicate, to deal with the tough things, and it also allows us to shift our mindset. So notice what I said, that if we embrace the healthy beliefs about relationships, it allows us to put the three R's into practice, and that it becomes easier to communicate and to deal with the tough matters that may face certain relationships or obstacles that are into that relationship. And it allows us to make the necessary pivot. And you know, everybody say that that has been the cliche word of last year and this year of pivoting. But do you realize that it can't be a cliche word, because in your life, there are going to be so many times that you are going to pivot. But see, what has happened, that nobody was speaking about it before. So now that everyone's talking about it and helping people to understand what pivoting really is and what pivoting requires, now they want to say it's cliche. No, it's not. It's such a vital part of growth. It's such a vital part of our lives. And see, the way we think about our relationships even matter when it comes to that mindset and that pivoting. And as our relationships develop, people develop beliefs about themselves, the people, and the relationships they're in. How many times have you met someone, right, and you're in association with them, and they have their friend and they have their little circle, but it seems like they're all like Stepford Wife. They're all the same, or they kind of like laugh the same, sound the same. And it's so funny because when I was growing up and coming through my years, I have a group of friends, and literally they sound, we kind of sound alike, voice inflection. Matter of fact, some of our mindsets and our beliefs are so close to each other that sometimes people would say, it feels like I'm talking to Sonia. Or they'll say vice versa. It feels like I'm talking to Piggy, you know. But it's so funny because we were so close, and we were just that dynamic that we had, that it just seemed like that. It was an extension of us. And so many times, even when I work very close, me and Nelson are super close. Everybody who knows us in this industry, and anybody who knows us, even if you're a client and you just know my team and you know Nelson, it's like the extension of myself. But see, that's what friendships are, and that's what they become. And that's what we have to realize too. So in turn, like I was saying, these beliefs influence the way we act within our relationships. They influence how we feel. They influence the motivations that we have, how vulnerable and open we can be with them, and how flexible we are even with them. So for us to have these relationships, they have to be healthy. They have to be thriving. They have to nurture you. And you know what nurturing is. It kind of cradles you in a safe space. And it feeds your soul in a way that elevates you to a higher place. You know, there are two mindsets that impact our relationships. And the first is the fixed mindset. which is believing things are set in stone and cannot be changed. And I think we had a discussion about this, or I touched on it in a discussion before. With this mindset, many people feel that they or their associates cannot change, or that the relationship's qualities cannot be developed. So it's kind of an off base. It's that one-off kind of mindset. Oh, it's not going to change. It's not going to be any different. It's just, it is what it is. How many times have you heard people speak in that manner with regards to their relationships or how they feel about certain friendships? It always seems like it's just that one-off. It's like a womp, womp, womp. And the second one is this. It's that growth mindset. Ooh, wait a minute. What is it? It's the growth mindset. Where are we leveling up to? Where are we headed? 2022 and beyond, growth mindset? What in the world? Yes, that's what that second mindset is. See, it's moving our mindsets in this direction and moving it into a place where there is an abundance, which allows us to pivot. There's the word. It allows us to pivot and change. It allows us to move into healthy ways and not have singular vision. This allows us to see that there are endless possibilities. See, I always say that a lot of times people look through the lens, and I gave this great example to someone. And I told them, like, because a lot of people I know and different ones that are very close to me are great photographers. And sometimes they have that lens, and as they look through that lens, it's a little blurry. And if you've been to the eye doctor and they give you the lens and they say, how about this one or how about that one? And they kind of turn it a little bit more and they say, how about this or how about that? And it's the same thing as a photographer. As they turn that lens, that picture becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. And it's the same thing with a growth mindset. It allows us to start to focus, and it allows us to get things in alignment that we can see what the actual picture, the actual person, the actual qualities really are. Oof. I tell you, Whisperers, this discussion today, it is all about our growth. It is all about leveling up to that growth mindset. It's the pivot that we need so we can identify, we can see, and we can maintain and have healthy relationships. Whew. And matter of fact, if you even put these qualities in this discussion, if you're married, into practice, guess what? That relationship is going to be beautiful. It's going to get nurtured. It's going to start thriving. It's going to start being honest, and it's going to even be more loving than what it was before. I tell you, sometimes things that I say, and when I get in here and I'm talking to you all, it excites me so much. And I just can't tell you how much I love it. Because any time that we can make a powerful impact and it erode on ourselves and others is dynamic. It's powerful. It's impactful. Notice the words that I'm using. See, a growth mindset allows us to know that with work, and again, notice the word, focus and practice, our skills will sharpen and be able to change, grow, and blossom. I'm going to give it to you again. So that growth mindset, right? It allows us to know that with work. And notice that quality of work. So when we are doing work, that means that we're putting forth action. It requires something of us. So we know with work, focus, and practicing our skills, it'll sharpen and we'll be able to change, grow, and blossom. See, by working on our mindsets, Whisperers, it helps us to be able to recognize when we need to make those needed, notice the word, those needed changes that will allow us to build on our relationships and help them to be healthy. Because sometimes we have to make the needed changes so the relationship can be nurtured and blossom. And sometimes it means that we as people have to pause. Remember that discussion, the power in pausing? Because if we don't pause, it doesn't allow us to look at ourselves. It doesn't allow us to refine ourselves in a manner that will be beneficial. Because see, we all want to be quality. We all want to show up in a dynamic way. See, all of my clients can tell you that as they go through the process and everything that we're working on and the shifting of their mindsets and the growth and the blossoming that they're doing, they eventually get to a point where they can say to themselves and even to me with the greatest of confidence, I am a diamond. Because, see, diamonds are made under pressure. Diamonds have brilliance to them. And, see, no matter what we do to a diamond, it always is just brilliant. It shines. It sparkles. You could have a chip, and lo and behold, that little chip has such brilliance to it. You ever see somebody who's really, you know, they're a young couple, and the young lady just got engaged, and they show their little ring, and it's the little diamond, but the diamond is, like, brilliant? But see how I said it's brilliant? It's because we've allowed that pressure to build and it just got so, and it's become so gorgeous in its right. And that's the same thing that we have to do when we're working on our mindset. Now, I need to place like a little disclaimer in here. I really do. Because I realized something as I was saying all this too. You know, if you're putting in all of the work and your relationship, be it romantic or not, but if you're doing all the heavy lifting, still be unhealthy and it will still be imbalanced. Because see, relationships are a balance. They're an exchange with each other. So if you notice that you're bringing all the value and you're bringing all the worth and you're doing all the heavy lifting and you're doing all the encouraging and you're doing, oh, notice how that sounds. Notice what I'm saying to you. Because see, when we're in healthy relationships, what did we say they do? They are thriving. They are nurturing. They are honest. They are loving. And if that's not what you have, and it's that one-sided, it's like everybody has run to the left side of the boat, and now the boat is about to capsize. Guess what? Every person on the boat, every little body that's on there, be it a dog, be it a person, everybody runs to one side. And what happens? That side starts to sink. It starts to go under. But as the people start to say, no, spread out, go over, move over. And everybody starts to fan out and spread out and move over. The boat comes back up into balance. See, that's a powerful illustration to show you why that disclaimer needed to be there. And why you all have to realize for us to have a healthy relationship, that equals a mindset shift is because if it's unhealthy, you slowly but surely drown. You slowly but surely lose who you are. You slowly but surely become codependent. And that is not a healthy relationship. See, when we are building on our relationships, we need to know that our mindset can make or break the relationship. I know when I get to work with clients or those that are dating or married, it begins with understanding what's important for you and with you, and the way that we look at our thought processes. I thought I would give you Whispers a few tips because you know I have to. I have to give you some master keys. And I always tell you that I like building on our discussions. So get your keychains out because I'm going to give you a few new keys that you need to add to your keychain. So as I always tell you, don't panic. If you don't get all the keys, come back, pin mark where we are, and then come back and listen to it. And even if this is something that you yourself don't need to work on, you may know somebody who may need this information, may need to hear this, so they can start building and developing and nurturing and thriving and being honest and loving in the relationships. Share it with them. That's why we're here. We get to share and pour in to these dynamic topics. So let's get into these keys. So first and foremost, you have to tend to your relationship garden. I like that. See, why I say I like it is because I'm always like, I think in illustrations and I think about things when I'm talking. And if we think of our relationships, right, like a garden, they require a lot of nurturing and attention. And I know some of you out here are gardeners because I know some of you all. And I know my clients that are listening on that are gardeners. How they love their garden, how they nurture, what they tell me about it. They show me great pictures about it and everything. But it requires a lot of attention. And you need a lot of work in that garden. Because, see, you have to go in there and you have to uproot and you got to pull out the weeds. You have to make sure that the soil is turned just so. And it has to be pruned and different things that you have to do, or you got to tie up things or put sticks in the ground. I'm not a gardener, so I can't really tell you because I don't like bugs, and I'm horrified of them, actually. So I go to the produce junction and buy my fruit. So, but all of you who are gardeners really get this. And I understand it, too, because I know what it takes because I visited a lot of farms and a lot of different areas, and you see the work that goes into it. And I love the illustration of a garden because each time that that person goes in to cultivate it, it means that it's taking patience. And it means that it's giving the right care to it. And so even when we're planting and tending to our relationship garden, we have to be the same way. We have to be attentive. We have to see if there's a certain bug that's eating on it. And that bug might be gossip. And if you notice that it's a gossip bug, we have to get rid of it because we don't want to fall into that trap of being gossipers or saying things that's unkind behind others' backs. See? Tending to our relationship garden. Relationships are exactly the same. But see, we have to be willing, and notice that word, willing, to tend to them so they will have a fighting chance against all of the different bugs and elements. We have to water them so they can start to grow and blossom daily, meaning that what we put into them, if we're speaking uplifting and we're being encouraging, and this is what you're saying you want from this garden, and this is what you're placing, then if that garden is not doing that, sometimes those gardeners have to go in and they have to uproot certain things because it's not taking plant right and it's not producing the way it's supposed to. And sometimes it has to be audited. So the more we act this way, the better our relationships will be and the better the relationship garden will look. Powerful. So let's get into the second master key. Don't make assumptions. Well, you know what they say about making assumptions, right? If you don't, go look it up. But most of us know what that word breaks down to. And making assumptions is a part of being human. I'm not going to tell you it's not because it really is. It's a part of being human. But if your mate is saying, if your relationship, your friend, your mate, or whoever is saying something that doesn't really resonate deeply with you, sometimes it requires that you pause and listen. Sometimes it requires us to not respond as that person is speaking, and it requires us to do the skill of listening. You know, Tuesday I had a dynamic discussion on the round table of intention, and it was speaking on becoming better listeners and talking about actively listening. Because, see, when we actively listen, it requires us to really pay attention to the words that are being spoken. It doesn't allow you to focus on the tone, but it allows you to focus on the words that are being spoken. And then as you're listening, actively listening to them, you're able to sit there and really resonate with what they're saying. And in turn, you're able to respond in a way that doesn't have assumption. It doesn't bring in preconceived thoughts or notions. It's that honesty. Notice, what did we say healthy relationships were? They're honest. They're thriving. They're nurturing. They're loving. You see, when they're loving, they don't allow us to make assumptions. We don't assume things about people. And many people have been guilty of that. I remember there was an article one time about a certain artist. And the person said, oh, I just assumed you just were so high demand and I'm so shocked. And when she really got to meet this artist and get to know them, she found out how regular and how laid back the person really was and how authentic the person truly is. But see, the assumption was something totally different. See, the next master key is your thoughts affect your relationship. Your thoughts affect your relationships. If you're constantly thinking about the flaws, if you're constantly thinking about the past mistakes or the errors, or even putting yourself down, that will affect the quality of your relationship. And how we see ourselves places a lot of energy into the relationships that we are building, that we are nurturing, and that we are cultivating. So we have to adjust our thinking, our mindset, so your thoughts don't affect your relationship. These keys are powerful. And I know that each time that we give a new key, it adds on to another layer and establishes more of that growth mindset that we're in and that we're moving so towards. And we're closing the gap on that, that we can say that we're harnessing it. So your fourth one is this. Don't come in to your relationships with set expectations. I know that sounds weird, right? I know. Now, this one is like a doozy. Because whispers, this is the thing. Sometimes we do. We come in. We like drag it in. Or like, well, I'm expecting them to be such and such. I want them to be such. You know what? I have to tell you. I hear my clients, I hear my friends and associates, they come into certain relationships with such expectations. They are, you know, they're building this relationship up before it ever even gets started. And it's like, pause. You haven't even said hello yet. You know, you don't even really know the person. You don't know if you're even going to vibe or gel together. Just wait. You know, and I had an associate that said to me that she told me this. Now, this was what was so funny. She said she told me that I wasn't a great friend for her because she thought being friends with a therapist would be like having free private sessions on demand. And I thought that was so funny. And I was like, hello, who told you that? And she had to laugh, and she said, well, that's what I thought. I said, well, look, I said, you don't want that. I said, you want me to be your friend. You want me to be invested in you, not constantly, you know, analyzing everything that you're doing and saying. Then what kind of friendship is that? That's really a professional relationship. And then with that being said, I would have to get you to sign a non-disclose and we would have to be building on certain things and we wouldn't be personal friends. And I said, that's not even fair to you. And she laughed so hard when we had this conversation. But we need to realize that coming into our friendships, we have to be open to getting to know people. We have to be ready to allow them to be authentic, to be kind, and to be personable, and to show up for who they are, not who we expect or want them to be. Because by far, trust me, she was gypped because I was not her therapist at all, and I was not giving her any kind of tip of the day. You know, because that's not what I do with my friends. I'm a friend to you. And we get to have a great exchange. And we get to really kind of like tap into each other and just be like, hey, how's it going? What you need? You know, no, I'll take you to lunch. Let me take you to lunch. Those are the things that we do with friends. See, many times, whisperers, we have to be willing to do the necessary work on ourselves so we can show up and be healthy friends to those that we want as friends or who those that we're going to enter relationships with. Our friends should be able to expect us to have the same qualities of being the person that is nurturing, the person that is honest, the person that is loving, and that is thriving. Because as I told you before, iron sharpens iron. We elevate each other to do and to be better. We challenge each other to show up in dynamic ways when we align with people that resonate with our core values. Whew! See, whispers, by really channeling all that energy, and by working on our mindsets, we'll begin to attract the type of people that we want to be in relationships with. Many times people don't realize that the way we think and act attract those types of negative things and negative energies and people that flow into your life. And so it requires you to put out a better vibe. And I always ask you all, what is the sum of your net work? Is it really the net worth? Sit with that. You know, Whispers, by being open with others and communicating openly with our friends, our families, our associates, be it even our partners, we allow ourselves to grow closer together. We allow ourselves to blossom into better people. And if we build strong bonds with people who care about us, then when times get tough, they'll be there to support us through these times, and as well as you will be there to support them. Relationships, thriving, nurturing, honest, loving. It all goes back to this point. Our mindset is the foundation. You notice how we're building on that foundation and how that foundation is getting stronger and stronger each time that we come in to the Whisperer's Lounge. Each time that we get to build on this dynamic process of the growth mindset. So if we see little cracks, we go back in and we do the work that's necessary to fill them in. I encourage you all to take some time today and really think about how relationships have impacted your life and how your mindset may have played a major part of either enabling individuals to overstep their bounds, or that you didn't properly set boundaries, or how dynamic they have been and how nurturing they have been and how much they have built you up. Really sit and think about that. You know, I want to offer you to tap into my services if you're struggling with your mindset and struggling to tap into the qualities that will move you forward and that will help you to keep building healthy relationships and help you to be that same kind of person that is thriving, nurturing, honest, and loving. And I have a live link that's always, always in every episode. It's right to my calendar. You simply got to click it and schedule. And it's a consultation, we get to talk, and then you get to decide if you want to work with me, and we get to build on your foundation and repair it. Because see, that's what's important. That's what we're doing here, and making sure that we are showing up in the right way. I know that we're all working on ourselves, so we can show up better and not just be just here. So discussions like these, I feel, are so important and so necessary. And, you know, I could go on and on and on about certain topics because certain topics really kind of stimulate me, and they also really kind of resonate deep with me because I want you all to have those lasting friendships. I want you to have healthy relationships because it's necessary. We all face trials and at different times. And sometimes it's just those friends that can say the right thing that can brighten our day. So look, this has been such a powerful discussion. I hope that you've enjoyed it just as much as I have, because I have to tell you, every time I come in here, I love it. I love when we get to really have deeper quality of conversation. And, you know, I'd love to connect with you all outside of Whispers, the Whispers Lounge and Whispers in a Bottle. So please make sure that you come and follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram. You can find me at whispersinabottle_podcast. So once again, that's Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. Don't forget, go over and join our Facebook group. It's at facebook.com/whisperinabottle. Notice there's no S on whispers. So it's Whisper in a Bottle. And then we're also on Twitter, which is at capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. So that's Whispers Bottle. And Whispers, I have to tell you something. So I'm a part of another fabulous club on Clubhouse. Yes, I am. And I'm doing something dynamic, and it's a part of the Mom Link. And it's I'm bringing forth discussions, and it's on Elevate Your Marriage. And I'm in there every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I also have a co-moderator. And I mean, the discussions are powerful. So if you have or you're struggling in your marriage, come over. I want you to come and join me over on Clubhouse on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the Mom Link, Elevate Your Marriage. And look, if you can't find a club, just simply find me, follow me, and you'll see everything that's going on in my calendar on Clubhouse. And then you can also join me every Tuesday in my club, the Roundtable of Intention. That's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I mean, I'm birthing some dynamic conversations over there. I'm going to have some guests on and everything. So I just love being here with you all and just birthing such dynamic discussions, having you all a part of the Whispers Exchange. If you want to email us, make sure that you email us at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com with your questions, any discussions you want me to birth, or, you know, if you got a great recipe or something, hey, send it to me. I would love it. So listen, you are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. And by far, I'm so humbled every week we get to come together. And so please, I want to just say this in closing, with May being Mental Health Awareness Month, really tap in on your loved ones. Tap in on your associates, because you just may not know, by being a healthy friend may save someone's life. So with that being said, everybody, be safe, and I look forward to us coming back together next week. All right, guys, take care.